Mercury is retrograde, which means it's time to reflect and to figure out what the hell we're doing in our lives and what we need to bring back. Maybe an ex? I don't know. We're going to talk about it on today's episode. Welcome to Self Love Serve Raw, your go-to podcast for self-love and personal development. I'm Suhaiti, a digital storyteller, author, and self-love advocate, and I'm here to dish on all things self-love and goal-getting. Join me every Monday for a new episode. Now let's get raw. Welcome back to the show, Self Love Serve Raw, with me, Suhaiti. Today I wanted to talk about Mercury retrograde, as I said in the intro, which is actually began in May 29th, and it ends June 22nd of this year, 2021. First, some of y'all might be asking, what the hell is she talking about? What is Mercury retrograde? It's not Gatorade. I almost said Gatorade. Mercury retrograde is a mouthful and is actually something that happens multiple times a year. Mercury, the planet, this is all astrology, FYI, like kind of goes reverse. Like it stops moving forward and it starts moving backwards. And what that's supposed to mean astrologically for everyone on this planet, right, is that things having to do with the planet Mercury, and in astrology, that is communications, that's technology, equipment, computers, messages, contracts, anything having to do with all these things in our lives gets delayed, slows down. Astrologers recommend not signing contracts, not signing anything new, and really taking this time, Mercury retrograde period, to reflect, think back, and as I said in the intro, what do you have to bring back to the present that you kind of forgot, diminished, or decided it wasn't for you at that time? It could be an ex. But I'm not saying it should be, because sometimes those mofos need to stay where they're at, in the past. Don't I know it? But I do think, for me, I'm really thinking about my creativity and the things that I've always loved to do in the past that didn't really fit into my present. And I've been moving in a new direction. For you who have been following me forever, ever, aging myself, since I started this creative game, this creative industry in 2006 with my, no, 2005 with my first blog. Y'all know that I transitioned from being Latina Carrie Bradshaw, writing about my relationships, to then giving advice about relationships. And this podcast in itself has had many, many iterations. Y'all know I had a midlife crisis. It was Love Suhaiti, then Self Love Serve Raw, then Love Suhaiti, back to Self Love Serve Raw. Now we're back at Self Love Serve Raw, and it feels really good to me in this moment. It can change because that's life, right? We continually develop and grow, and what fits us at one time may not fit us again in 6 months, 6 years, 12 years, okay? And I'm learning that that is okay. We're not supposed to be the same person. We're not supposed to want the same things in relationships, in career, in hobbies for the rest of our lives. That makes life stagnant, and life is never ever stagnant, and that makes life for me personally very, very boring. So with Mercury retrograde, I'm thinking about old friendships. Who have I lost touch with? What friends should I reach out to again? What friendships do I need to like kind of resuscitate that were good for me? And which ones do I have to let go? I'm also questioning, again, creativity. What am I putting my energy into? What hobbies, what passions have I been kind of just like spinning my wheels on? And why is that? For me, a lot of it has been, what am I going to do with lovesuhaiti.com? That's been kind of like the bane of my existence in terms of constantly analyzing it. I'm like thinking about this all the time. Do I want it to be just for writers? Do I want to do the relationship stuff again? Do I want to be Latina Carrie Bradshaw / relationship expert? Or do I just want to start something new and just focus on writing books and the podcast and creating in that way and like abandon being a blogger altogether? Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mercury did its thing and reminded me how much fun it is for me just to create and be creative in every way that inspired me in the past. So some of you who have followed me may know that I started Latina X Love magazine, and Mercury kicked in and I was like, do I really want to do this? Do I want to add more to my plate? Because Mercury retrograde allows us to evaluate what we're doing, how we're communicating, how we're spending our time, how we're spinning our wheels, how we are investing energy into our lives, and is it for our greatest good? So, funny enough, I had to stop recording because Mercury retrograde, I got a call and I was trying to stop my phone from ringing and I couldn't. My gadgets were like, wah, wah, not happening. You're going to have to stop doing this. So this is common. A lot of delays. And the delays are to help us pause and answer that question. What in my life, personal life, professional life, romantic life, with relatives, family, friends, what needs to give? What isn't working? What do we need to revise and go over? This is actually a really good time to pick up an abandoned project. So with Latina X Love magazine, it has hit me during this retrograde period that I don't want to add something else on my plate, that I don't want to manage another website, that I don't want to edit a bunch of writing and just give myself more and more and more to do. Why not? I thought to myself, just put it all on lovesuhaiti.com again, but give it like its own space, its own tab, its own kind of life under that umbrella. What do you get when you mix a lot of Catholic guilt, a little bit of sex, and a Dominican mom crying?
Yo no te creía así.
Love Trips. That's my first self-published book where I share my relationship wins, woes, and lessons. Get a digital or print copy today on lovesuhaiti.com, or you can find it on Amazon. All the links to buy Love Trips are in the podcast description. Get your copy to commiserate with my relationship stumbles. And funny enough, I always wanted to do that, and I had done it before. I did this. LoveSuhaiti.com was a platform for love, sex, and relationships where other writers, including myself, would write about love, sex, and dating for Latinas and women of color. But I abandoned it back in like 2018. I said, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's too much. And I don't know how I feel about it living all on LoveSuhaiti.com. A lot of people felt a little weird about it because they didn't want to write for me because it was my name on it, even though it was supposed to be a platform for everyone. But now I have this new tool that I use. I'm using ShowIt, which is a new web design tool because I'm also a web designer along with many, many other things. And this tool allows me to create this website. LoveSuhaiti.com has allowed me to literally, from scratch, everything I've ever imagined and dreamed of this website to be, it is now. And I continuously change it as I develop and I grow. So now it's on. Don't go to LatinaXLove.com anymore. I know I used to send you all if you've been listening to me. Now go to LoveSuhaiti.com and all the fresh content about love, sex, and relationships. And also, I'm now writing, speaking of bringing things back. Y'all know I love reality television if you've been following me. Now I'm writing recaps. I published and wrote my first Shaws of Sunset recap. I've never recapped Shaws of Sunset. I've always wanted to get into reality television and TV television recaps because I love television, but I didn't know how to get in. I didn't know how to like pitch myself. I've tried again in the past, Mercury retrograde. I've tried having this life as a writer, not just a relationship writer, but also an entertainment writer, a recap writer, a freaking personality, right, to talk about these things because I love all this content and I love to engage with it and think about it and not just retell the story, but share my opinions on what's happening, on what I watch. But I never felt like I can really do it. And then Mercury retrograde happened and I was like, shit, man, I have this platform. I could do whatever the hell I want with it. So the takeaway for today is to really think about what you have to reinvent in your life. What is it that you really want to do? Or maybe something that you did, specifically something that you did that you want to do again, but you need to do it differently. Maybe that's an old relationship or like some guy that you were dating and it just kind of fell off, or some woman that like you really liked, but it just didn't feel right or the timing was off. Like maybe the timing is right now. Maybe you need to reach out. Maybe you need to express yourself. Of course, only if it was a healthy situation, because I never ever advocate for anyone returning to anything that's not healthy for them. That is not what this period is about. Mercury retrograde isn't to get back with people who treated you like shit, you know what I'm saying? Or vice versa, that you treated like shit. It is a time to think back about the things that you miss that you want to bring back into your life. Is it an old friendship? Is it someone that you disconnected with because of distance, because of work, because of life? Is it checking up on an old like health issue that maybe it's acting up and you're avoiding it? Is it picking up that old work project, that book you were writing that you started and you were like, oh man, I don't have the time, or like it's a shitty idea, so you stopped? Is it starting or restarting a business or restarting a partnership with someone that you started doing business with and then it just kind of didn't happen because life, timing, you weren't on the same page and you may want to revisit. Hey, so like, remember when we talked about starting this web design business? Like, why don't we do that again? And that actually happened to me. I started a web design business before by myself and I connected with an old friend. This was all in May during the start of Mercury retrograde. And I reconnected with this friend of mine that I've known since I was 17 years old, that we kind of keep in touch off and on. And Turns out she was doing web design too. So we have collaborated and now we've joined forces and are building this business together as web designers instead of me going at it alone. So really look at your life. Think about the things that you need to switch up, the things that you abandon that you need to reignite, that serve your highest good. Relationships, partnerships, work projects, hobbies. What do you miss? And is it good for where you are now? And if it is, bring it back. Resuscitate that shit like you're a doctor in Grey's Anatomy. Do it! I also recommend that you go to lovesuhaiti.com and check out all the content. Love, sex, relationship content is under the juicy stuff tab, okay? And I'm building up the recap. So if you want to read the Shahs of Sunset recap, I'm going to leave it in the description of the podcast. And that's also on my homepage because I haven't built a whole page for it since it's only one recap right now. And I'm laying off the pressure, right? So for me, one of the biggest lessons for Mercury retrograde so far has been to lay off the pressure. I tend to usually, my cycle is to kind of put too much on my plate and be really hard on myself. And I've been working on that all year, not just during Mercury retrograde. This season, this Mercury retrograde season has reminded me again, you're doing it again. Remember when you used to put all that pressure on yourself to like do 20 blog posts a day and do literally everything under the sun by yourself? Stop doing it. It's not working for you. It didn't work for you then. It's not working for you now. So again, I'm looking at my old patterns even, right? Like revise old behavior patterns that are maybe creeping in and like try to switch it up. React differently than you normally do and than you have in the past. This is all the stuff, all the things that we can do in this time that's really powerful so we can move on to the second half of the freaking year of 2021. Can y'all believe we are in June? We're in June, y'all. We're in June. 6 more months and it's going to be a new year. So let's take the second half of 2021 and try to do things differently. Keep the things that work, abandon the things that don't, revise and revamp the things that can be better. So I'm going to leave you all with this. I hope that you enjoy this podcast. Make sure to come back, subscribe, rate the podcast, give it 5 stars. If you even leave a review, that's even better for the podcast. I really appreciate it. Shout out to all the people that have been DMing me. I know that I said that I was going to start reading DMs, but I actually came on this mic. I just wanted to like just talk to y'all. This is the way that I create and I'm just going with it because it's who I am. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the support, all the love. Check out everything on lovesuhaiti.com. All the links are in the description of the podcast notes. Self-love affirmations are still available, so check that out. And my book, Love Trips, of course, is always available for sale on Kindle and on Amazon. And I'm also working on an audiobook for Love Trips, and I'm working on a self-love book. So stay tuned for all that. I'm so excited for all this content and for being me. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to fuck up your ears. Have an amazing day. Until next time.